When you're making bread or something like that, what is that stuff that you put in the mixture to make the bread rise?
That would be baking powder or some you use soda too. Baking soda.
Is there anything other than that would make it rise?
Yeast.
Yeast would make it rise. What are the two parts of an egg called?
You got the white and the yolk.
Mm-hmm. The yolk is what color?
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. What are some different ways of cooking eggs?
You can scramble, boil, fried whole, mm-hmm. poached.
What do you call that salt-cured meat that you might boil with greens? You were talking about putting cornbread in with greens a minute ago.
Well, it's referred to as sometimes fatback or salt pork.
Would it make any difference what you called it if it had a good bit of lean on it as opposed to very little or none?
Well, generally, if it's got lean, of course, most people put bacon, strips of bacon in there, which is, leaner than what they call fat back. It is a little different part of the hog.
Okay. What about when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that whole piece of meat there that you have?
You mean the center portion?
Yeah.
The middling?
That's the middling.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a side of bacon, what do you call the edge of it that you cut off before you eat it? You know, it's tough.
The rind?
That's the rind of the bacon. Okay. And what would you call a man who sells meat exclusively, sells meat and nothing else? You say we need to go down to the
butcher market.
To the butcher, okay. And that meat that's real highly spiced, some people like to eat it at breakfast too. Comes in patties or links.
The seasoned sausage and of course, bacon is smoked sometimes, has a good taste like that.
Mm-hmm. Are bacon and smoked meat the same thing?
Well, you can smoke any portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked ham or the middling, which is the bacon, or the shoulders.
That just improves the flavor?
Mm-hmm. Just give you, if you like, the smoked taste. Mm-hmm. And it kind of preserves it also.
If meat's been kept too long, you say it's done what?
Deteriorated or rotten. Mm-hmm.
Or that meat is spoiled or something like
spoiled
that?
Spoiled or tainted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. After you butcher a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Well, we make bundles stew. Mm-hmm. And you can make sauce.
Have you ever heard souse called anything else?
I've heard it called head cheese.
Head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of making something by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
No, I haven't.
Haven't heard of liver sausage or liver pudding, something like that?
Seemed like I heard of it, but it wasn't appetizing to me.
Maybe liverwurst?
Liverwurst, yes, I've heard of that.
You were talking about souse a minute ago. Does it make any difference whether that stuff's pickled or not? How have you had it? Has yours been pickled or?
I haven't really eaten much souse myself. I don't think it's pickled, though, what little I did eat. Mm-hmm. It's just put into a bag and squeeze the fat or grease out of it and sliced.
Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood?
Now, I've heard of blood puddings, but again, I don't.
Not too appetizing. Have you ever heard of people taking the juice from the head cheese and stirring it up with some cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cooking it and then